Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Tezvav Amud Beis. We're holding on Tezvav Amud Aleph, six lines from the bottom, by the word Venesev. So we just mentioned the Shita of Rav Shimon Yishai Mitzvah, that he held that the way that they would be Zoyrik, the dam of the carbon Tamid, was somewhat like an Ayla and somewhat like a Chatas. On the one hand, the Torah calls it an Aylas Tamid, so he treated it like an Ayla, and there was a Zrika on the northeastern side of the Mizbeach on the corner, which was one Zrika, which was like two. It touched two walls of the Mizbeach, the northern wall and the eastern wall. And then it's also treated like a Chatas, because the Torah says L'chatas, L'chatas L'Hashem, and it's treated like a Chatas, and then after the Zrika on the northeastern corner, the Kayim would be Zayrik the Dam on the western wall and then on the southern wall, like a Chatas, which has separate Zrikas on each wall of the Mizbeach. So it's treated like an island, like a Chatas, because the Torah calls it an Eilas Tamid, and the Torah also says L'chatas. So now ask the Gemara, V'nesiv achashi shtayim lamata, k'maisa oila, and shtayim shem shtayim lamayla, k'maisa chatos. There's a different way we could have made like an oila and like a chatos. And that is, we could do the zrika that they did on the northeastern side of the Mizbeach, like the oila, that should be treated like an oila, and the zrika should be lamata, on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, and then the Zrika that they did on the western and southern wall of the Mizbeach, on that wall of the Mizbeach, that Zrika should be Lamaila, on the top half of the Mizbeach, Kemais Achatas, which is the way Achatas, that's the way the Dam of Achatas is placed on the Mizbeach. So says the Gemara, that's not Shaykh, because we never find Dam, which is half sprinkled on the top half of the Mizbeach and half sprinkled on the bottom. It's either always all on the top, like an Ayla is always on the, like a Chatas is always on the top, or it's always on the bottom, like an Ayla is always on the bottom. We can't do it half and half. Frak the Gemara of Eloi, we never find Dam that's half Lamala and half Lamata, but tonight we learned in the Mishnah regarding the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. It says, he's a Mimenu Achas Lamala v'Shev Lamata. It said that he was Zayrik the Dam on the Pareches one time upwards and seven times downwards. So says the Gemara, you see that's half, it was half and half, half Lamala and half Lamata. And for the Gemara, no, that was Kimatzlef. My Kimatzlef, what does it mean, Kimatzlef? Machvir of Yehuda kiminagdana. It means like they would give Malkus. That's how he showed. He showed like the motion of Malkus, that they would start by the shoulders and then go lower and lower. So too here, the Zrika was just going lower and lower. It was not on the top half and on the bottom half. That which the Mishnah says, it was Achaz Lamayla v'Shav Lamata, that's just referring to the hand motions that the Kohen Gadol would have when he was Zayrik the Dam. He would go one time upwards in an upward motion, and seven times in a downward motion. But not that he would put it on two different halves of the Pareches. Says the Gemara still, V'loi, we never find Dam which is half Lamayla and half Lamata. But now we learned in the Mishnah, it says, he's a Mimenu al Tarei Sham Mizbeach. It says that the Kohen Gadol, and he would mix together the Dam of the Par and the Dam of the Sayer. And then he would be mazit, he would sprinkle it on the Tahare Shamazbeach, Shavapamim, seven times. Now my love, what does it mean, Tahare Shamazbeach? Doesn't it mean a palgit Mizbeach on the halfway point of the Mizbeach, Kedek Amri Inchi, like people say, that Tahare Tiara, Duhu Palgud Yoima, they say Tahare Tiara, that it's the halfway point of the day, which means, Duhu Palgud Yoima, which means it's the halfway point of the day. So you see that the word Tahare means halfway. So L'chayre, that means that the Kohen Gadol, he would take this dam, which was the dam of Par and the Dama Sar mixed together, and he would be mazid on the halfway point of the Mizbeach. Now Rashi points out, if he was mazid on the halfway point of the Mizbeach, so then automatically it means that the Dam went sometimes Lamala and sometimes Lamata. So you see that you could have Dam that's some Lamala and some Lamata. And for the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Shila, why, that's not what Tarish HaMizbeach means. It means Agufei the Mizbeach. It means that it went on the top of the Mizbeach, that the Kohen Gadol would clear off the Afer from the Keteres, and then he would be mazda the dam, this dam on the top of the Mizbeach. And Tarei means the cleared off part of the Mizbeach. The Chassid, as the Pasuk says, Uka'atzav HaShemayim L'Toyhar, that the Nadav and Aviv by Matan Torah, they had a tremendous clarity of Hashem, like a clear sky. That's what the Pasuk says. So to hear that Tarei means clear, it means the cleared off part of the Mizbeach, after he would clear off the ashes of the Keteres, he would be mazda the dam on the top of the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Maishna Diyav Ayla Bresha Vahadar Yav Dechatas. Now, why is it that we first treat it like an Ayla and only afterwards treat it like a Chatas? Why does even Rav Shimon Yishai Mitzpah say to first treat it like an Ayla and then a Chatas? Nesav Bresha Dechatas Vahadar Nesav Dayla. First do the two Matanais like the Chatas and then do the one Zrika Shein Shtayim like an Ayla. Says the Gemara, no, because Kevin the Ayla, he, since it's Be'ikr an Ayla, so he Kadma Bresha. So first we treat it like an Ayla. And we'll see in the Hemshech of the Gemara how we know that it's really an Ayla. That it's but etzem an oila that you just treat like a chatas and not the other way around. Says the Gemara, Vaitru Maishna Diyav Mizrachis Safinus Maravis Dremis. And the Pashas is that this is the Kashal Kuli Almo. That why is it that we put the dam on the northeastern side and on the southwestern side of the Mizbeach, on those corners? Nasiv Dremis Mizrachis Vadr Safinus Maravis. Maybe you should put on the southeastern and the northwestern corners. Says the Gemara, Amri, they said that oila tuni yisoid. And no. Because an Ayla, the carbon tamid is an Ayla, and it requires the Yisoy. The Yisoy was the bottom Amma of the Mizbeach. So it protruded outwards in Amma. That was called the Yisoy. The Karen Dremis Mizrachas Lehavala Yisoy. Now the southeastern corner of the Mizbeach didn't have a Yisoy. Because for the most part, the entire southern and eastern wall of the Mizbeach didn't have this Yisoy. So therefore, it's not Shayach to do the Zrik on the southeastern and northwestern sides, because an Ayla requires the Yisoy. And the southeastern side of the Mizbeach didn't have a Yisoy. Says the Gemara Vayter, Maishna Diyahiv Bereisha Mizrachis Safonis Vada Maravis Dremis. Why is it? So we said that that's how we know it has to be Dafka, the northeastern side and the southwestern corners. But who says to do the northeastern corner and the southwestern corner in that order? Nesav Bereisha Maravis Dremis Vada Mizrachis Safonis. Maybe do the southwestern corner first and then do the northeastern corner. Maybe that should be the Seder. Says the Gemara, no. Kevin Damar Marko Pinoshatapaina Lo Yehu El Darach Yamin Lemizrach. Since Mar said that anytime a person needs to turn, he should always turn to the right towards the east. So Bereisha Bahu Pagas, when the Kohen goes up to Kevesh, so he turns right. Right means eastward. And then he follows around the Mizbeach. Naturally, he's going to come across the northeastern corner before he comes to the southwestern corner. And therefore, the northeastern corner comes before the southwestern corner. Now Rashi points out that by an Oyla, the Kohen doesn't go up to Kevesh. He does the Zrika from the bottom, from the floor of the Azara. But since by a Chatas, that's what happens, so therefore, that's so it's Nikva, that's always the Seder of Zrika. Because on the Mizbeach is that the northeastern corner comes before the southwestern corner. Because since by Chatas, when the Kohen goes up, that's the corner he passes first, so therefore that's always considered the first corner. Again, because of this rule that any time a person needs to turn somewhere, he's supposed to turn to the right, which is a rule that the place can bring in many places in Halacha. And we find by Berchas Kayanim, the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Chav Ches, that the Kayanim should turn around on the right side. They should turn to the right. Also by the Nanuim, the Shulchan Aruch says in by Hilchos Arba Minim, in Siman Tafresh Nun Aleph, by Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah, and Tafresh Ayin Vav. There are different areas of Halacha where we see that this Halacha of our Gemara, that any time you turn, you should turn to the right, where we see it's brought Lahalacha, even in a lot of practical Halachas that apply today. Says the Gemara Vayter, Ubimayd Ba'ilahu Dekamar Achmano Aviv B'Maisachatas. Who said, we've been saying now that it's a carbon oila that you just treat it like someone like a chatas. Who said that it's really big or a carbon oila that you treat it like a chatas? V'dilma b'chatasu, d'kama rachmano ava b'maisa oila. Maybe it's big or a chatas, and the Torah said to treat the chatas like it's an oila. Says the Gemara l'sal kadaitach. You shouldn't think such a thing. D'chziv, because the pasuk says, it says it's a chatas l'Hashem, al oila satavid, on the oila satavid, ye asa v'niskai. So we dash from there, my kama rachmano, what's the Torah saying? That it's a chatas l'Hashem, Hashem al oilas atamid, that midi the chatas shedeya oila, that the matters of a chatas put it on the oila. So you see, it's al oilas tamid, it's beikar and oilas tamid, and we just treat it like it's a chatas, not that it's a chatas, and we treat it like an oila.